we're organizing an event called the Out of Africa Charity Ball this Saturday, and it's at the Hilton Hotel in Reading in the UK. It's a fundraising event that basically celebrates Africa and also raises funds to help orphans and vulnerable children in Zimbabwe to go to school.
Can you tell us more about your charity?
Yes, sure. So we set up the charity, my husband and I and friends from our church who are based here in Reading, in 2011. And it was really just as a way of giving something back because I was sponsored to go to high school in Norway for 2 years, and then I was sponsored again to come to the UK on a full scholarship to Reading University. So education really changed my life and opened up opportunities for me that I know that my mother as a single parent would never have been able to afford. And we just felt that God had blessed us to be a blessing to others. And so when the opportunity came up to set up an organization that works directly with the orphans and vulnerable children in my country, I was very excited, and I thought, you know, this is a great way of not only giving something back, but also of possibly creating opportunities that these children would have otherwise not had.
In Zimbabwe, which organizations are you working with in trying to make sure that you send as many children to school as possible? And if you have numbers that you'd want to share with us, that would be great as well.
So in Zimbabwe itself, we are also registered as a charitable trust. And so we have charitable status, and we work directly with the rural schools where we help. We work directly with the orphanages where we help, and the churches through which we help, and also the Rotary Club of Harare. So we're forming partnerships at grassroots level because we find that usually the locals, the local community, will know, you know, the children whose parents have recently died, the ones who are neglected, the ones who need that opportunity to go to school. And so we're trying to really reach the ones that we're helping and directly communicating with them and directly offering the opportunities for them. So at the moment, we have 135 orphans that we have managed to find sponsors for. And so we provide school fees, school uniforms, stationery, and books for them at school. And then we also feed 1,000 children every single week for every single day that they're at school. And so we hopefully want to be able to expand in such a way that we would then get sponsors for the 1,000 children that are already receiving our help through the feeding program.
And how has been the response of the Zimbabwean community and others there in the UK in trying to make sure that you reach your goal of sending as many kids back in Zimbabwe to school?
It's been absolutely amazing. It's made me so proud to be a Zimbabwean, having the support and the encouragement of fellow Zimbabweans. Most people say to me, oh, you know, I've always wanted to do what you're doing, but I never had the courage to leave my full-time job, or never thought I would be able to afford to leave a full-time job just to do this voluntarily. So a lot of people do have that heart that they would like to give something back, but then people are busy with different commitments to do with their work or families. And so they're very supportive of me having kind of made that sacrifice and made that move. So then they say, well, you know, you're doing what I would have wanted to do. So they're very happy to come along to events, to support. We also have Zimbabweans who are sponsoring children as well. And the most, I think, moving thing for a lot of Zimbabweans is that when they get involved with us, when they go back home, say on holiday, we're always very open to say to them, go ahead and visit, you know, the projects that we're doing. Go and see it for yourselves so that you see the impact that your support is making. And I really find that amongst the diaspora community, they really value that, the transparency that we have, that they are welcome to visit, and quite a lot of them then share the stories of visiting the children that they sponsor and support and seeing for themselves the difference that we're making. So I just want, on behalf of Creating Better Futures, to thank the Zimbabweans in the diaspora really for becoming our ambassadors as well as supporting us.
Tell me more about the event that you're planning at the weekend. How is it going to work?
Basically, what we found was a lot of people have heard of Africa. They'd love to go to Africa, but they want some kind of an incentive, if you like, or some kind of a celebration of some kind of an involvement. And so we thought, hey, what about setting up an event where we have, you know, African entertainment, where people can find out a lot more just about really the joy, the hope, the music, the art, the craft, everything positive, you know, that Africa has to celebrate. And so this is a third one that we're doing now. And each year we have seen a big rise in numbers in terms of people that support us. Both Zimbabweans and non-Zimbabweans, you know, attend. And most people leave with that feeling of it was great to have an event that's specifically focusing on changing lives in Zimbabwe, but then also at the same time that showcases the talent that's out here in the diaspora that our Zimbabweans have. So we have sponsors from businesses run by Zimbabweans. For example, Ben 10 Auto Experts, they are a local garage that have supported us every single year, and we just want to highlight their support. And so, you know, as a sponsor, we promote who they are and what they're doing. So they end up not just having customers from the Zimbabwean community, but, you know, across Reading. We also have World Outsourcing Solutions who are sponsoring us, and that's, again, another business run by a Zimbabwean. We have Shongezo that are sponsoring us through providing beautiful African outfits that are in. That's another business that's run by a Zimbabwean. And we also have, you know, the decorations, everything being sponsored. So a lot of our stuff is done through sponsorship of businesses run by Zimbabweans. So we want to promote who they are and what they're doing, and also just to really highlight their support. So, yeah, we're really grateful for the partnerships we've formed.
So how can people get in touch with you if they want to assist or to attend even the event?
Yes, so if they would like to attend the event, they just have to go online to Eventbrite, and the page is www.out-off-africa.eventbrite.co.uk, or go onto our website, which is www.creatingbetterfutures.org.uk. If they're on Facebook, just look up Creating Better Futures and you should be able to link up with us. And yeah, we look forward to seeing as many people as we can on Saturday.